Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed. We left off on daf Chav Tesem Beis. We just began our discussion about the issue of Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atsof or Einu L'Shchita El L'Basof. At what point is the point of Shchita? Is the point of Shchita only the very last moment where the Shchita is being finished? Or is the entire process considered Shchita? The entire slicing from the beginning to end considered Shchita? So first we framed the Machlokas a little bit. The Gemara concluded that it relates to a case where you shecht miyutzi manim outside and finish inside, as opposed to all the other possibilities the Gemara suggested may have been the subject of this machlokas. But now we're going to try to prove one way or the other. So the Gemara is going to have three rayas, whether yeshel shchita mitchil v'atzof, rayon shchita el basof. The first two rayas are from cases of para aduma. So I think that's where we left off by Masav Rabbi Zeira. I think we're a little behind, right?
Yeah.
So Masav Rabbi Zeira about halfway down the page on Chav Tesem Beis. Masav Rabbi Zeira, kala asukin beparim mitchil v'atzof mitam begadim. Anyone who's involved in the para aduma from beginning to end is mitame begadim. Their begadim become tame. Rashi quotes the drasha that if you do any of the avodos k'dichsiv eitz eres ve'ezov v'shnis l'las v'hishlich l'toch shreifas hapara v'samach le v'chives begadim v'hakawain. So we see that there's a din of kibus begadim, that if you're involved in any of the avodos of the paraduma, so you have to do kibbutz begadim because your begadim become tameh. Upolsno sub in malacha acheres. But not only that, if you do another malacha while doing any of the avodas of the paraduma, so the paraduma becomes posel. That's Rashi continues to point out where that's from. Rashi writes upolsno sub malacha im nisasku ima be malacha acheres kigon sheshachat v'chatach ima delas. While you're shechting the paraduma, you decide that now's a nice time to cut up a melon. So you, with your other hand, you start cutting up fruit for yourself. Doing any other malacha will passel it during the shchita. And not only during the shchita, during the sreifa, during any of the avodas of the paraduma, doing any other malacha will ruin the paraduma, will passel the paraduma. Let's say the animal became a nevela. Something happened with the animal, some sort of psul. Rashi understands that it's a psul of nevela, let's say, that happens during the shechita. So whether you were involved before the psul, whether you were involved in the animal after the psul, your begadim do not become tameh. Because why? What did we say? Your begadim become tameh if you were involved in the avoda. But this had no avoda because it was psul anyway. It was never a valid paraduma. It's only if you're involved in the avoda of a normal, regular paraduma, that's when we say your begadim are going to become tameh. But over here, the paraduma became a nevela anyway. But behaza asa, let's say a psul happened after the shechita, when we were ready up to the sprinkling stage of the paraduma, then kodem psul metame begadim. If you were involved before the psul happened, your begadim became tameh, because at that point you were involved in a kosher, valid paraduma. It only later became possible. But la'achar psulein metame begadim, if you were involved after the psul happened, it's not going to be metame begadim anymore because now it's no longer a valid paraduma. So says the Gemara, frak the Gemara v'yamr yeshel l'shchita mitchil v'atzof. But if you hold that shchita is not just the very last moment, that the avoda of shchita is mitchil v'atzof, so let's go back to that first case where the psul happened during the shchita. So what did we say? It doesn't matter whether you were involved before the psul or after the psul, you're not going to be metame begadim because it was invalid. Well, liflog nami b'shchita, so why don't we make the same chiluk we made by the Hazah? That iraba psul b'shchita kodem psula metame begadim. If you were involved in the shchita before the psul happened, you were doing even only the first part of the shchita, but it's all part of the act of shchita, it's all part of the avoda, therefore it should be metame begadim because you were doing avoda before any psul came up in the animal. Liachar psula ain't a metame begadim, but if you were involved after the psul, so then it should be Eina Metame Begadim. So shouldn't we make such a chiluk if it were true that Yesh L'Shchita Mitchil V'Atzof, if it's only L'Shchita L'Besof, Eina L'Shchita L'Besof, it makes a lot of sense. If you were involved beforehand, you weren't doing an Avoda, so that's why you're not going to be Metame Begadim. And the guy involved at the end of the Shchita is after the Psul. That's why he's not Metame Begadim. But if you're going to say that it's all part of the Avoda, that it's all part of the Shchita, so the fellow who's involved at the beginning part of the Shchita, before the Psul happened, should be metame begadim. Samarava niskalkal shchita kamrit. How could you bring a raya from a case of where the shchita got messed up? Shaini asim deglay milsal mafreid. The lav shchita yiklal. It becomes a glay milsal mafreid in that case that the shchita was never a shchita at all. Meaning shchita does go from mitchila v'atzof, but that's only when at the end the shchita works. If it turns out that the shchita was an invalid shchita, so then it never began. It was never considered to be part of the avoda of the shchita. So that raya is rejected. So the Gemara now moves on to try to bring another raya. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rava, Ikashli Hakashli. If I have an issue from Parah Aduma, this is my issue. Lamandi Amar Eina L'Shchita Ala Basof Liflog Bech Sheira De Parah. So if you're going to say that Shchita is only Basof, so why don't we say as follows, that Kigon de Shachtua betray Gavri, the Gavr Kama lo metama, the Gavr Basu metama. Why don't you say that we have a case where where two people are shechting it, the first guy is not metame begadim, the second guy is metame begadim, meaning instead of coming up with the only chilik you can come up with by a case of Haza'a, you take the case of Shechita and point out a chilik between Tumas begadim and not Tumas begadim. That the person who is doing the first half, two people are involved in the Shechita, the one that does the first half is not metame begadim because he didn't do any avoda, the one that does the second half is metame begadim because he did do avoda, because it's only the sof, it's only the end that's considered the avoda. From the fact that we don't make such a chilik, strongly implies that yesh l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, that the entire thing is considered the avoda. So Rav Yosef, trei gavri b'chad zilcha kamrit. What, you're asking why we didn't give an example of two people shechting one zevach? Bar mine dahu ditanina tizbach shlo yu shnaim shochtin zevach echad tizbachayu shlo yu echad shochet shnei zvach v'amrav kana tizbachu ksiv, that we already dashed yesterday, that we learned from the pasuk that not, two people cannot shecht a single karban and one person can't shecht two karbanos. But over here we're more interested in the fact two people cannot shecht a single karban, so that's why we don't give that example, because it's usher to do, you're not allowed to do it. So that's the only reason we don't give that example. But if two people were to shecht a single karban, if it were mutter to do and two people did it, so then in a chinami, the first guy it could be is not metame begadim because he wasn't doing avoda at all, and the second guy is metame begadim because he was doing avoda. So if you look at Tosus on the bottom, trei gavri b'chad zivcha kamri, it says tema hal karcho shlo yubei shocht and zevach echad haynu l'chadchila avol b'diavad kasher. Wait a second, this idea that you can't have two people doing the same shechting the same karban, that's only din l'chadchila. But the evidence would still be kosher. Kama echad shochet beiz zvachim, the wicked al masisin, shochet beiz rashim, kechad shchitasuk sheir bekachim. Vimkena akati luflog beachshut para. So shouldn't we be back to our question? Why aren't we mechalek in a case where you have shchita, two people doing the shchita, where the first guy is not metame begadim, the second guy is metame begadim? So don't tell me no, it's impossible because you can never have two people doing one shchita. It's not impossible. It's not recommended. But b'di'evit, it would still be kosher. So why don't we use that as an example? So it says also Yeshlomer the kibud de lechatchila aser milsa de lo shchichehi. We have a general concept that we wouldn't give examples from a milsa de lo shchicha, and something that's aser to do lechatchila we assume is uncommon. We're going to assume is a milsa de lo shchicha because typically speaking we assume people don't like to do isurim. So since it's aser lechatchila, that will put it in the category of milsa de lo shchicha, and therefore we're not going to give that as an example, since it's a milsa de lo shchicha. Okay, in terms of this idea of the parad, well, let's finish the conversation first. Says Gemara, Amle Abayi Lavit Marala Amar Rabba Bar Bchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Satim Ta'a Avol Chamam Beishochtim Zevach Echad. But didn't you say that this shita, this idea that two people can't shecht a single karban, is only the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Satim Ta'a? But the Chachamim disagree and they think that two people can shecht a single karban. So according to the Chacham, at least, we should give that as the example where two people are involved in the Shechita. Says, well, and not only that, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Nami, Liflog, Kigon de Shachar Chad Gavra B'Shnei Sudrim, the Sudra Kama Lo Metame, the Sudra Basra Metame. even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you could still say, even though Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that two people cannot shecht a single carbon, so you could say that it's one guy shechting b'shnei sudrim, that the first sudar is not metame, the second one is metame, meaning he changes his clothing in the middle. Couldn't that be a chiluk within the shechita itself, that a person who changes his clothing in the middle, that when he's involved, if you say ein el shechita el basof, so the clothing he was wearing at the beginning of the shechita is not clothing he was wearing at a time of avoda. But if you say yesh el shechita mitchil vatsof, then the clothing he was wearing at the beginning is clothing that he was wearing at the time of the avoda. So the point is that what we're trying to say is, if you wanted to be mechalik between someone is mitam begadim, someone's not mitam begadim, we didn't need to run to the hazah and say that in that case you could be mechalik between who's mitam begadim, who's not. You could have gone to you could have stuck with the case of shechita and pointed out, even according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that you can't have two guys shechting one carbon. Make it about one guy doing the entire shechita, where there's a change of clothing in the middle of the shechita, and that would also show that would also demonstrate this chiluk. If you hold, depending on what you hold, with yesh on the shechita mitchil vatzov or in the shechita el basov. So says Gemara, el bepsul the para kamayri bechshera lo kamayri. No, we're only speaking about cases of psula depara. We're not talking about cases of hechshera depara, where you have a kasher or para aduma. And as we said before, when there's a psul in the shechita, then it's a glay milsul mafreya the whole time, that it never was an avoda, so there's nothing to talk about, there's nothing to be mechalik. And when it's a kasher shechita, that's where we want to give all these examples from. That's not what we're talking about. We're only giving examples from cases of psulim in the para, not cases of kashrus of the para. Third raya the Gemara tries to bring. Masav Rav Yidi Bar Avin, ubemoed l'shmo pater, shalol l'shmo chayv. Now we're on a totally, this raya is brought from a completely different topic, but again, we're still using it as a raya in the conversation of yesh l'shchita mitchil vatsof, rayin l'shchita el l'basof. Over here, though, we're bringing from a case of a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach that's supposed to be shechted on Erev Pesach, but wasn't. You're shechting it now on Pesach itself. Now, generally speaking, there's an isser by Korban Pesach l'sishchar al-chametz dam zivchi, that you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach while you still have chametz around. So what if it was a Korban Pesach, but it wasn't used on Erev Pesach, and it's still around, and you shecht it, and you happen to still have chametz around on Pesach while you shecht it. So you're shechting it at the wrong time, and you happen to still have chametz. So, okay, you're violating Bali Rabba Yimatsi for having chametz around. Are you also in violation of l'sishchar al chametz dam zivchi? So says the Gemara, ubemoed l'shmo pater shelo l'shmo chayiv. If you shecht it l'shmo, you shecht the Korban Pesach al chametz l'shmo, then you're going to be pater, but shelo l'shmo, you're going to be chayiv. Va'avinimbaum, we said time of the shelo l'shmo hastama pater. Sounds like that only if you shecht it shelo l'shmo, which means that you shecht it l'shem shlamim, that's when you're going to be chayiv. But if you shecht it stam, then it's still assumed to be a Korban Pesach, and therefore you're going to be pater. Why would you be pater if it's Korban Pesach? Isn't that the carbon that the Yisr of the Sish al-Chamiz Dam Zivchi applies to? The reason to be part is because it's a pasul carbon Pesach. You can't have a carbon Pesach brought on Pesach. Carbon Pesach has to be brought on Erev Pesach. If it's shechted as a carbon shlamim, well then it's a kashra carbon. That's what it's supposed to be shechted as. And as a kashra carbon, it's therefore subject to the Sish al-Chamiz Dam Zivchi. It's subject to the Yisr of being shochet while there's still chametz around. But says the Gemara, the implication is that if it was shechted stam without any intention, l'shem Pesach or l'shem shlamim, it would be considered l'shem Pesach, and therefore you'd be pater. V'amai pater, why should we pater Pesach b'shayim al sashan shlamim? Who, don't we assume that a carbon Pesach during the rest of the year, every day except for Erev Pesach, is automatically considered a shlamim? So why by stam do we treat it as if it's a carbon Pesach? So says Gemara, shmamida Pesach b'shayim al sashana b'yakira. Even during the rest of the year, from the fact that we call it pasul, a Pesach during the rest of the year, you need to be oker the shame Pesach from it. And so long as you were not oker the shame Pesach, and you shechted shlobes mano, we consider it a Pesach pasul. And as a Pesach pasul, it's not subject to the Yisra of the Sishchar al Chametz. So far, we still haven't touched on our topic. We're still trying to figure out, somehow this conversation is going to lead us into a raya of Yeshna l'shchita mitchil vatsof, or Eina l'shchita ela l'basof. V'amar Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, Kanda, Nizruka Mipicha Burava Amru, it was said in the Beis Medrash once, Hachumayaskinan, going to show you Bailim Time Mesim, the Nidchulu Pesach Sheni, the Stumla Shmokai. That the case is that the owners of the Korban Pesach were Time Mesim, and as such, they were scheduled, they were slated anyway to bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni, and that's why when you shecht it during Pesach, it still has a status of a Korban Pesach. Because it's still meant to be used as a Korban Pesach. This year, Pesach Sheni, it's still meant to be used as a Korban Pesach. So it hasn't been completely rejected from Korban Pesach. That's when we're going to assume that it retains the status. V'hayu d'bayi Akira. That's the kind of Korban that you would need to uproot the status of Korban Pesach from it. Actively, you need to have dafka kavana l'shlamim if you wanted to count as a Korban Shlamim. Ha'acher lo bayi Akira, but a normal Korban Pesach where you were taught and it just wasn't, for whatever reason, the animal wasn't used as a Korban Pesach. So then, of course, you shecht its stam. It's going to have a din of a Korban Shlamim. You don't need Akira in order for it to have a din of a Korban Shlamim. It's ne'akar me'elav. It's automatically ne'akar because it can't be used as a Korban Pesach anymore. So, frankly, the Gemara now, here's our raya. Iyam b'shlami yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'yat sof. If salim mitchil ha'shchita. I understand if you're going to say yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'yat sof, that the process of Shechita begins at the very beginning, so then it already becomes a puzzle at the beginning of the Shechita, so when it was Stam L'Shem Pesach, and therefore, the Shechita already puzzled it. Eli Yamrit Einel Shechita Elabasov, Kivin de Shachet Baporta, Itchile Mi Pesach. But wait a second, if Shechita is only accomplished at the end, well, when is it no longer going to be suitable to use as Korban Pesach? Remember, you're not using it at a time that's suitable to use as Korban Pesach. Let's assume we're talking about an animal that could theoretically be used for Pesach Sheni. At what point do you have to cut your losses and say, you know what, can't use this for Pesach Sheni anymore? Shouldn't that be at the very beginning of the Shechita, when you start slicing the animal, you start cutting the animal? So as soon as you start cutting the animal's neck, and it's not Pesach Sheni yet, and it's after Pesach Rishon, so this animal is going to be disqualified, it's going to be no longer usable for a Korban Pesach. Mimela, isn't that okay it right away? How can we say that if you have an animal that if you were Tameh, and therefore the animal was designated for Pesach Sheni, so it's still going to be considered a Korban Pesach when you shecht it on Pesach, when you shecht it in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, it's still going to be considered a Korban Pesach because you were never oker it. Isn't cutting the very beginning of your slicing of the neck an Akira? Because it's no longer going to be usable, you're cutting its neck open. So it's already Yitzchile Mipesach. So that works very well. So that's only a problem if you hold that the Shechita only happened Basof, because you've already been Doche it before the Shechita. But if you hold Yeshel L'Shechita Mitchil V'Atzov, then it would work out okay. Right? If you hold Yeshel L'Shechita Mitchil V'Atzov, so no, when is it Nidche from being used as a Korban Pesach? When is it Nekar from being used as a Korban Pesach? As soon as you start slicing. But as soon as you start slicing, that's the Shechita. So that's why it's a Shechita Psula the entire time. So Idach Kashach, Shlam Kashach. But if you hold Yeshel L'Shechita L'Basov, the first slice already is Nekar from Korban Pesach. And then when you actually do the Shechita, where if you hold Ein L'Shechita L'Basov, when you actually do the Shechita is the last moment of the Shechita, good, by then it's already Nekar from Korban Pesach, you're kshachting Korban Shlamim. Samlei Abaye Nihide Itchile Mipesach Midmei Pesach Miyitchi. He says, oh, wait a second, you can't practically use it as Korban Pesach anymore once you slice its neck open. But if you slice its neck open, you could still use it as Demei Pesach, as Rashi says, Roy Huli Macher Kodem Gemar Shechita Velatzeis L'chulin. What you could have done is sold it before the Gemar Shechita, you cut its neck open, and now it can't be used as a Korban Pesach itself anymore, but you can sell it and use the money to buy a Korban Pesach. So it's still not completely rejected from Korban Pesach. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say, no, that's not going to work because bayi hamadava aracha, you already sliced its neck open in order to redeem kachim, you need hamadava aracha, you need to stand the animal up to do the evaluation, and this animal's neck is cut wide open. V'atnan shach b'shnaim or rov shnaim v'adayin imifracheses, harei, kechai l'chol dvareha. It's not a problem. You can do amad v'aracha, because the halacha is, even if you've already shechted the animal, and the animal's jumping around around in all different directions, it's jerking around, still it's considered kechai l'chol dvarah. We assume it has enough chiyus left to do hamada v'aracha. So that's why it's still considered karm pesach, even though in l'shkita l'basof, and with the first incision, you've made this animal no longer valid to be used as a karm pesach. It would still be considered a karm pesach. Now, if you look at Tosos midme pesach miyidchi, says, wait a second, in Tomar, he says, how would it be possible, practically, it would be impossible to do a hamada v'aracha on an animal that you've already cut open its neck. Why? There's no way you're going to be able to redeem it and use the money for Pesach. Once you shechted it partially, so you've turned the animal into a nevela. If you don't finish this shechita, you just leave it like that, sliced with the neck partially sliced, the animal's going to be a nevela. The only thing it could then be used for is to feed it to the dogs. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to be poda kachim la'achil in the klavim. You're only allowed to be poda kachim if you're going to have it for human consumption. But to be machil la klavim is no good. Vim la'achar pidyon gomer shechita. So, and if you say, okay, just finish the shechita right after you poda it, it's no. Imkein havi lachulim ba'azara v'asur ba'achila. Finish the shechita. You're doing your shechita l'shem a karbon in the azara. So you're going to finish the shechita after you poda it. That's going to be a problem of chulin ba'azara, and that's going to be asur ba'achila also. So says Tosaf Yeshlomer de Miara Charpidyon Yotziena Chutz v'yigmar shem shechita. So what you have to say is that the case is very unusual. You're shechting in the azara. You're trying to do it l'shem kachim. You slice open the neck at the beginning, then you realize you should really be poda it. So instead of finishing the shechita right then, you poda the animal, you quickly then take the animal outside of the azara and you shecht it there, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of chulin ba'azara either. The Tosafos just says one other ha'ara. We quote a Mishnah over here. A Mishnah that says that if you shech shnayim or rov shnayim and the animal's still jumping around, that it's kechai l'chol dvarah. Tosafos just points out there is no such Mishnah that if you shech rov shnayim and the animal's still jumping, that it's kechai l'chol dvarah. But there is a Mishnah that sounds like it holds that way. The Mishnah later on, Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, tells us hashochet beimet tameh lovid kachavim umefarcheses mitame tumas ochlin avalo tumas nevelos. So even though it was already shechted, it's not metame tumas nevelos. So that it could be that we were medayik from that Mishnah, but we don't have explicitly in the Mishnah. Now, what about a human being? Would a human being be the same in terms of if he's already shechted, he's kechay l'chol dvarah, as long as he's still able to move around? So Tosas Maseches Erech in Davdal and Ralf says that this din is dafka din by a behema, because a behema has chiyusa tuva. A behema has more of an active life, I guess. But an adam, if he's a goseis, he's not kechai le'inyan erichin. You can't do amada v'aracha on a person who's a goseis. Shidun Gwetzes quotes from the Rosh that no, there's a big difference between goseis and shechita, because even though he's not able to live, he has a little bit of chiyus, and he could stand him up for a minute if it's neshchat, if there's just a quick incision that's been made. But a goseis who's degenerating health, even though he might be able to live for a little longer than someone who's shechted, but he has no energy, he has no koach, he has no ability to withstand hamad v'aracha. So you can't compare the halachas of a goseis to the situation of a shechita over here. In the Shi'iltos, he raised the following suffix. When we say that that this animal that's already been shechted but is still jumping around, it's kechay l'chol dvareha. Does l'chol dvareha mean literally for everything? Meaning, let's say you take a limb off of that animal, it's already shechted. You cut a limb off the animal, you barbecue it, and you eat it. You do melicha, you barbecue it, and you eat it. Ever min achai or not ever min achai? If you say it's kechai l'chol dvarah l'chor, that should be ever min achai. It should be it's shechted already. Maybe you should have to wait till the animal stops jumping around. So the Indian ever min achai, he says he thinks it's a valid shechita. And he has a raya from a Gemara we're going to do in a couple of days in Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay, let's see Vaiter. So says Gemara, new halacha now, new sugya. Amar of that, right? That's the end of Yeshu L'Shchitim with Chiyuv Atzof, Rein L'Shchitim with Atzof. Now we have a brand new sugya. Middle of the page, Lamed Amar Alf. Amar of Yudah Marav. Hashochet b'shnayim u'shloshim mekamo shchitas u'ksheira. If a person shechts an animal, but not one clean slice, he makes a little slice here, a little slice there, a little slice there, he cuts in two or three different places, the shchita is still going to be kosher. Ki amrisa kamei d'shmuel, Amar li, Binan Shechita Mefora Asfalaka. Shmuel disagreed with Rav, and he said, no, you need one clear, discernible Shechita, and you don't have that if you cut in several different places. V'af Rav Shem Melakish, Sav Rav Binan Shechita Mefora As, Tam Rav Shem Melakish, Minayin L'Shechita Shem Mefora As, Shem Emar, Chetz Shachut L'Shonam, Mir Mediber, that their tongue is a sharp arrow, they speak deceitfully. So you see that you need it to be a shechita mufras. You need it to be a clear, discernible shechita that's done ki'ilu, like by one sharp arrow. So that's the machlokas amarayim. Do you need a shechita mufras or do you not? If you shechtem bezegim l'kamos, is it okay? What does it mean to shechtem bezegim l'kamos? Tosfos here quotes four pshatim and what the case is that the Gemara is talking about. Look at Tosfos Hashokah b'shayim abegim l'kamos. Number one, Tosfos says pirush b'kuntras chatach kan. That what happened? You started slicing a little bit in one spot, and then you did a slice of rov simanim in a different spot, a little bit above or a little bit below along the animal's neck. V'kasha dim ein rov b'makom echad heich shchitasuk sheira. He says if Rashi is talking about that you did a small slice here and a small slice above or below, and there's no rov in any given slice, then how could the shchita possibly be kasher? Vim yesh rov b'makom echad im kein shchita mufrasi. If there is a rov, if you did cut rov simanim in one of your cuts, then it's a shchita mufras. Then it's perfectly fine. What's not a discernible shchita about that? If one, you just cut more than you're supposed to. What's wrong with doing that? You cut one slice, that's a perfect shechita slice, and another slice, that was a small slice. What would be wrong with that? So it says, Tosfos Yeshlomer, Diafakav Diyeshrov Makom Echad, Lavi Shechita Mufra'as. Even if you did cut Rov Makom Echad, it's not considered Shechita Mufra'as. De B'shalom Nechta Chasim and Lolamala Mibesa Shechita Volamata, Oz Havi Shechita Mufra'as. Shechita Mufra'as is only when your Shechita of Rov Simanim was the only spot where the Simanim were cut. The base hashchita mirvach ravach, because remember we said earlier in the Masechta that when you cut the simanim starts to spread apart from each other and makes the opening in the wound that much more clear. But if right above where you shechted and right below where you shechted you had other small slices, so when it starts to spread, it's unclear what was your shechita slice and what were your other slices. It's not going to be able to spread properly to be able to be a shechita mufra'as. So, aval b'kshenechtach l'mal l'mata lo mirvach ve'in mufra'as, and therefore it's not going to become a clearly discernible shechita. So what's the case according to Rashi, or at least according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi? Other Rishonim understand Rashi differently, but the case is, according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, that you did a small slice on top, a small slice on the bottom, and the slice and the real slice that cuts rove in the middle. And the machlokas is, do you need a shechita mufras? Because this is not a shechita mufras, since it doesn't have the ability to expand. The base of the place of the incision doesn't have the ability to expand properly. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, a few lines later in Tosos, he quotes from the She'iltos. U'b'shiltos Rav Chaim Mefaresh, Bezo Gimel Mekamos Kegon Shekol Osen Mekamos Behekiv Shel Simin Kegon Shechotach Saviv Saviv Kan Ma'at VeKan Ma'at B'Tabas Achas B'Kana U'Chiyot B'Veshet U'Bein HaKol Yesh Rov. Not that you're cutting straight, you cut a little bit on around the circumference of the Kana. You cut a little here, a little on the other side, a little somewhere else. So you end up cutting Rov Simin, but not a straight cut. In between each of the little slices, there's some intact kana, so that or veshet. So that's what it means that you shecht bebezu gimel makomos, and that's why it's not mufras. It's not one straight slice, but it does cut rov simen. Shot number three, va'od pirush b'shiltos shafilu chatach miut hakana lemala letzada or v'chazar shachat miuta lemata letzada acher zeh shelo keneged zeh tekshera kivin debena kol yesh rov. You cut a little bit of miut of the kana on top and a miut of the kana on the bottom. So since even if it's not in one spot, it's not around the same area of the circumference. It's slightly above or below on the length of the animal's neck, but together it is. It would have been a rove of the simen. That's good. That's the issue that we're discussing, whether it's a shechita mufra'as or not. And pshat number four, Rabbeinu Chananel, pirush bezu gimel mekamos kigon rove hakana lamala v'rove havesha at the mata. Instead of cutting straight through, where you cut straight from the top, you cut the kana from the top, the veshet from the bottom. So that's the situation, and that's what it means, bezel gimel mekomos. Doesn't mean gimel. It's only bezel mekomos. There's no such thing as gimel mekomos, because there are only two simanim in the animal. What he means to say is, you cut rove of each simon, and each simon you do a proper straight slice, but you don't do a proper straight slice on the two simanim together. It's one simon, and then the other simon from the other direction. So it would only be shnei mekomos, wouldn't be shlosha mekomos. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, Yardei Simon Chaf Aleph, Rashi's Shita and the She'iltos is quoted, Rabbeinu Chananel is not quoted. So the Tvor Shar explains that the reason the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch left out Rabbeinu Chananel is because it's Kal V'chomer from Shochid Polos Simon Bebez Mekomos, that Kol Shkei Simon Echel Lamal and Simon Hashemi Lamat is going to be kosher, because since the Shulchan Aruch is basking that it's kosher, so obviously Rabbeinu Chananel's case is going to be kosher. That's even better. It's more of a Shkita Mufraz. You're doing each Simon properly, you're just not doing them from the same direction, so it would be a Kal V'chomer. That's why it's not quite that Rabbeinu Chananel's Shita is not, or his explanation of the case is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So it says, well, okay, let's see. Do you need a Shechita Mufras or not? Let's bring a Raya. Mas Reb Lazar, Bezochsin Besakin V'shochtin Afilu Echem Ilmal V'Echem Ilmat Shechitas Ukshera. If you have two people shechting at the same time, Rashi says that we're supposed to assume right now that we're talking about two people each holding their own knife. So two people each holding their own knife, shechting on different parts of the animal's neck at the same time. Even though one of them is shechting a little higher up in the animal's neck, another one a little bit lower in the animal's neck, it's a kashra shechita. V'amai halakha shechita mefra'as. How could it be kashra shechita? There's no shechita mefra'as. So how would that be a valid shechita? So amalei Rabbi Yirmiya Mishnah seinu b'sakin echad v'shnei b'nei adam. No, we're not talking about two people holding two different knives. We misunderstood. We're talking about two people holding the same knife, and they're just shechting together. So that is a shechita mefras. They do one straight slice. That's what's telling me that it's kosher. Amar Rabbi Abba, ihachi haynu d'tani ala, ein choshen shemi yitrufu ze al ze. The Mishnah explains, why is that okay when you have two people shechting together? We're not choshesh that each one is going to trafe it up. Well, if you say that the case is that they're both holding the same knife, if it's two people holding two different knives, I understand that comment, that you might have thought that we're going to be choshesh, that it's going to be trefa, you don't have to worry about it. So, I understand the concern that they're going to each rely on the other one doing a proper shechita, and neither of them is actually going to shecht, rov simen, so that the animal is just going to, each one is just going to trafe up the animal. That makes sense if they're each shechting in different spots along the animal's neck, that the animal might actually become a trefa, because each one is going to assume, I don't have to do a real shechita, the other guy will do a real shechita, I'll just make a little incision. Well, a little incision can make the animal a trefa, and if both of them do that, the animal's going to be a trefa. So that makes a lot of sense, that we would say, that we would address that concern. So the Mishnah has to tell me, don't worry about that, we're not worried that each one is going to rely on the other one. But if you say the case is that they're both holding the same knife, Eliam Pesachin Echad Shnei Bnei Adam, Hai In Choshen Shemi Yitrufu Zel Zeh. The concern is Trefa. No, Shemi Yitrufu Zel Zeh. The concern should be that since there are two people trying to hold the same knife, there might be friction between them, and therefore you don't get a clean slicing motion, and there might be pressure applied to the knife, and you're not allowed to put pressure down on the knife when you're shechting. That's Drisa. You have to dafka do a slicing motion, back and forth slicing motion, where you let the sharpness of the knife do the cutting. So Shemi Yitrufu Zel Zeh Mi Bayilei. So I'm going to Amr le Rabbi Yavin, Tani Ein Choshin Shema Yidrosu Zelza. In a Chinami, change the text. It should not read that we're not concerned about Trefus. Obviously, we're not concerned about Trefus. The text instead should read, we're not concerned about being Doris. Now, within the possibility, within the possibility that we said, Shemi Yitrufu Zelza, and the possibility that we're talking about two people holding two different knives, we said, what was the concern? The concern was that each one will rely on the other one and will become a trefa. If you look at Tosos, Dilma Samcha Adadi V'lo Avdi Ruba, they'll rely on each other and it's not going to shecht rov. Well, Tosos says, we got to go back to the discussion of Shechita B'Shnayim O'Gimel Mekomos. What was the pshat in that? What does that mean? He says, L'Pirshakun, mantras, kol echad lo yishchot rov. According to Rashi, the concern would be that neither of them shechted rov, even if combined they do shechted rov. Because according to Rashi, the case of bebezu gimel makamos is where one of the slices cuts through rov. If none of the slices on their own cut through rov, Rashi would hold, it's pashut no good. So the concern is that they're going to be somich on each other, and neither of them on their own is going to cut through rov of the simen. According to the she'iltos, though, neither one on the own has to cut through rov of the simen. You just need combination of the two of them to cut through rov of the simen. So that's what those points out. Ulpirsha she'iltos bein shneim lo yasu rov. The concern is they won't even have that. They're not even going to cut 26% themselves, because and the two of them together aren't going to equal a rove. That's what the concern is. So how you read the previous lines in the Gemara is going to determine how you read that line in the Gemara. What exactly the concern is that they're not going to shech the rove. It seems also Tosfos maybe had a slightly different girsa than we have in the Gemara, that dil masamchi adati velo avdi ruba, and they're not going to do a rove. But if you look at if you look at our girsa in the Gemara, it doesn't really say that. It says ma'od teim lechesh dul masamchi adati v'haylo asilim eved ruba v'haylo asilim eved ruba. Well, that's very different. When Tosfos' girsa is that there's not going to be a rove, so you could say, okay, according to Rashi, it means no single slice is going to be a rove, and according to Shildos, it means even all together, it's not going to be a rove. According to our girsa, it's not so pasha that you can read it like the Shiltos at all. It says, "Hi, loss in the what's going to be the concern? Two different people shocked in two different spots. This guy's not going to cut a rove, and that guy's not going to cut a rove. Neither one sounds like the problem is that neither one individually is going to cut a rove, but doesn't it's not about what they do together. So it sounds much more like Rashi and against the Shiltos, the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, different than the way Tosfos has it in the Dibur HaMaskil. Okay, raya number two." Again, to this issue of whether you need a shchita, whether you need a shchita mefuras, do you need it to be a wide open shchita or a shchita even bebezel gimel makamos kasher? So, raya number two says the Gemara, Masav Rabbi Yavin, the second and final raya, Masav Rabbi Yavin, shachat es haveshet lamata vesakana lamala. If you cut the veshet lower down and the kana higher up, os haveshet lamala vesakana lamata, or vice versa, shchita sukshir, it's a kasher shchita. Amai velach shchita mefuras, but isn't that not a shchita mefuras? Don't you need a shchita mefuras? Isn't this a clear raya? Says Gemara, most of the mufarikla b'shchita asuya kuklumus. No, higher up and lower down. We don't mean that you're not doing one straight slice. You're doing a straight slice on an angle. So you're cutting your angle of the knife, and you're cutting it upward along the animal's neck. So where you shech the vesher and where you shech the kana are slightly on different spots along the animal's neck. That's what it means, lamata and lamala. But it's certainly shechita mefuras. Therefore, it's not a raya at all. Period. Hu Torah dishchit b'shnayim u'shlosh mekamos. There was once an ox that was shechted b'shnayim u'shlosh mekamos. So essentially, this ox was subject to the machlokes that we had in Amud Aleph that we've been discussing between Rav and Shmuel. Is it considered to be a kasher shchita? That would be Rav shchita. And Shmuel says, no, you need shchita mefaras. It wouldn't be good enough. So this is this maisa actually happened. So we have a maisa Rav over here. All Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta shakel mishufri shufri. So Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta came and he took from the best of the meat of that ox and he ate it. He said, delicious, no problem. He ate it. Amalei Rabbi Zerus. Rabbi Zerus said to him, "Matan Rabbeinu Mishnasenu b'shnei sakinin ubeis mei adam." You taught us that the Mishnah is talking about where you have two different people holding two different knives, meaning that by you taking a piece of this meat, you're showing us that shnei sakinim and shnei bnei adam is fine, that's okay. Two different people cutting with two different knives is perfectly kosher, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And when the Mishnah says it's kosher, it's not talking about two people holding the same knife. It's talking about two people holding two different knives, and shnei will give them a kumos is fine. So you just taught us a very valuable lesson. I don't know if you know you were teaching it to us, but by you taking a piece of this meat, you were teaching us a very valuable lesson. Now, Tosfos has a slightly different understanding of how the mechanics of the Matan Rabbeinu work. Comes out to the same result, that the halacha is going to be Shnayim Shlosha Mekamos is going to be kosher, but the Matan Rabbeinu, he understands, is that didn't you teach us? Matan Rabbeinu Mishnasenu B'Sakin Echad Beis B'nei Adam, that he has the girsa, that it's not the Matan Rabbeinu B'Shnei Sakin B'Beis B'nei Adam, the Matan Rabbeinu B'Sakin Echad B'Shnei B'nei Adam, in which case, he would it would have to be it would have to be with a question mark and not as a statement. The way we have it, the Matan Rabbeinu Mishnah Seinu B'Shnei Sakin Beis Miyadim is, oh, good, you just taught us that the case of the Mishnah that's kasher is two knives and two people. But if you have Sakin Echad Shnei B'nei Adam, so then you're not saying, oh, good, that's exactly what you taught us. You're saying, well, wait a second, didn't you teach us otherwise? Ah, must be you changed your mind since you taught us that, and that's why if you cut in Shnei B'Shosh Mekamos, it's going to be kasher. Because when you originally taught us that the Mishnah only says is kosher when it's two people holding onto the same knife, you held back then that if it's two people holding onto two different knives doing shechita, that will be possible. But now you just ate a chunk of meat from such an animal, it must be that you change your mind, you hold it's kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda Nudin. The psul chalad, the halach of chalad is that you're not allowed to burrow the knife into the animal's neck and then slice. You have to slice in a way where you're cutting from the outside of the animal's body where the knife is visible the entire time. If you stick the stab the knife into the animal's neck and then slice the simanim, even if you slice in the molech umevi motion, it's going to be pasul. So hichlid asasakin bein similar simanim pasul psula. If you stick the knife between the two simanim, and then you slice the siman, that's going to be pasul. So Rashi points out after you shecht ruba behechsher. Where's the Rashi? Yeah, pasul the tachton kilchaso el shehichlid v'chazer v'hotzi asasakim v'chatoch elyon kedarko. That you cut the bottom one first kilchaso, and then you stick the knife in, and you cut the other one. That's going to be pasul. Tachas ha'orik shera, but if you just stick the knife in underneath the animal's skin, so you don't slice through the skin, that's kosher. Only if you stick it in between the two simanim, that's where it's going to be pasul. But it's not a psul chalad if the knife is just hiding under the animal's skin. That's not a problem that the knife isn't visible. So my kamash malantanina, o sheichlid asakim tachas ha'sheni, upaskar rabbi shev v'omrin vele, riki v'omrin trefa. We already know that there's a psul chalad. What's the chiddush? So it says, umar, no, imi masnis nava mina hanimila milamata l'mala, delokav k'derek shchita. From the Mishnah, I would have thought that it's only if you do it from a downward to upward motion, where it's not the normal way of doing shechita, that's where it's going to be possible. Milamala l'mata, dekavin kederach shechita emeshaper dami. But when you cut from lamala l'mata, from up going down, that it is the normal way of shechita, I might think that that's okay. Kamash malan, no, that since the knife was hiding inside the animal's neck, that's not okay. Tachas ha'orik sheru. We said though that if the knife is hiding under the skin of the animal, that's going to be kosher. Be'rav amri tachas ha'or in yodea. Be'rav said when it's tachas ha'or, I don't know what the din is. So yibayilu le'be'rav amri tachas ha'or in yodea tachas matlas mahu. Wait, tachas ha'or. There's no din that you have to shecht the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal. It's just normally that's the way you slice. You got to cut through the hide to get to the simanim. So it's going to be called the psul chalad if it's under the hide of the animal. Would you say it's called the psul chalad if there's a cloth wrapped around the animal's neck also? And you put it underneath the cloth, because that's essentially what the hide is. It's just a cloth. It's just an extra layer that's around the simanim. It's not part of the shechita at all. So would you say the same thing if it's tachas matlis? Tachas semer musubach ma. What if you're shechting a sheep and it's got a lot of wool and you got to get the knife underneath the wool? That's also going to be a psul chalada? Gemara says teku. We're not sure. We leave it as a teku. Says Rashi, kol teku luchumra. Anytime you have a teku di surah, anytime you have any sort of teku that relates to an isser, is luchumra. So some of the Rishonim assume that means that whenever it's a suffix on a din d'araisa, chalad is a psul d'araisa in shechita. So whenever it's a suffix on a din d'araisa, the teku is always going to be luchumra. Others understand that no, kol teku di isura luchumra means anytime you have a teku of any isser, whether it be d'rabanan, whether it be d'araisa, it's always going to be luchumra. In the klalei harifa rush that's printed at the end of Masechta Shabbos and the standard Vilna Shas, points out that it's a machlokas rishonim whether a teku on a d'rabanan is luchumra also. It depends on how you understand the word teku. Does teku just mean that it remains a suffek, or is teku saying that it affirmatively must remain a suffek, that we're not allowed to be poshet the shayla lekula? It must stand. That's what the word teku might mean. Maritzchis clearly understands over here, just based on his comment, we don't have time to get into it, but he clearly understands that it would only be on a daraisa lechumra, and the rabban would be the kula. By Rav Papa, hichlid b'miyut simanim mahu. What if you do chalada b'miyut simanim? So then it's what's going to be the din? Teku, that's also a teku, meaning you shechted ruba behechshu, you shechted most of it in the normal way, and then you stab the knife into the neck and you cut the rest of the simen. So is that going to be a problem also in the miyut basra? So this this relates back to the issue of what the Miyud Basra is. Is the Miyud Basra considered part of the Shechita? Or do we say, no, the Shechita is already done once you did Rav? Let's see the Mishnah. We'll stop at that. Hashochet beiz roshim kecha shechitas v'ksheri. If you shech two animals' heads at one time, the Shechita is kosher. Shreim oksim b'sakin v'shochtim afilu ech l'mal v'ech l'mata shechitas v'ksheri. That was the halacha we've just been discussing. If you have two people holding onto a knife, we just said it means two people holding onto the same knife. And one of them is shechting l'mala, one of them is shechting l'mata, one of them is holding it l'mala, one of them is holding l'mata, so the shechita is going to be kosher. Hitis as a rosh b'bas achas psula. If you just chop the animal's head off, that's going to be pasul. Meaning, you need to cut the animal in a slicing motion. By just chopping the head off, that's going to, in one slice, so then it's a raya that it wasn't a slice. So that's going to be pasul. Hayishochet v'hitis as a rosh b'bas achas. But let's say you're doing a shechita motion. You're doing a slicing motion, and with one motion, the whole head comes right off. So is that going to be kosher? Depends how long the knife was. If the knife was long enough that it's feasible that you didn't push down hard and the head would have fallen off, would still fall off, then it's going to be kosher. How long is that? Melot savar. Now, melot savar literally means the length of the animal's neck. But that doesn't really make much sense. So the Gemara explains that it really means the length of the animal's neck beyond the length of the animal's neck. Meaning the length of the knife goes across the entire width of the animal's neck, and sticking out beyond the animal's neck is another full size of the animal's neck on the knife. Hayishochet v'yitzis beiz rosh and bas achas. Let's say you have two animals you're shechting at the same time with a long knife. Im yesh b'sakin molit savar achas echad k'sheira. Then you need the length of the knife to be two animals' necks plus a third. It has to be a length of an animal's neck beyond what it's actually shechting. That's only if you're going in one direction. Molich or mevi avolim holich vehevi afilu kolshu afilu b'zemel k'sheira. But if you're going in a slicing motion back and forth, the knife could be as small as you want it to be, and it could still be kosher. You don't have to, we don't assume that there's any drisa involved. Okay, we'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.